Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. If you've been listening to the show, you'd be well aware that in the last few weeks, we reflected on GDP data. And as a back on the back of that, we did see quite a significant boost within manufacturing production when it comes to the second quarter GDP numbers. But what is happening to manufacturing confidence, especially in light of much of the news flow that we hear when it comes to big industrial businesses that do find themselves under pressure to actually shut down operations? To tell us more about the APSA manufacturing survey decreasing by 10 points to 23 in the third quarter, its lowest level on record since the first quarter of 2024, we join now by Session Chandradeep, who's the APSA Business Banking Manufacturing Sector Specialist. Session, thank you so much for your time and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me and good evening to your listeners.
Session, I guess first things first, right? Let's actually contextualize the decrease in the manufacturing sector survey in the third quarter, down to 23 points. What led to this, I guess, severe pressure on confidence?
Yeah, look, Google, you know, I was hoping that we could have started off on the positive note that you started, you know, where we talked about the output in quarter two, where the output in quarter two came and went up. And I was looking, I was so positive after that. And you know, to your point, let's contextualize it. Quarter three, when the survey was done, it was in August, early August. And guess what happened in that time? So, on the 7th of August, we got the tariffs that, you know, we're starting to take full effect. I know the tariffs were mentioned a couple of months ago, you know, early this year as well, and it created quite a bit of angst in the system. I think that just played out a little bit more in this time. So lots of the geopolitical kind of and the global. The global policy uncertainty weighed quite heavily on the sentiment of our manufacturers in the country, and notwithstanding the fact that we also have our own challenges in internally. But I think this is the one time that, you know, probably that's what made it a downbeat kind of survey.
And I'm so glad you provide a perspective, right? Because there is a lot of excitement around the interventions that have been made in order to see the growth in GDP. And maybe let's focus on that, right? Because typically these interventions do have a lag effect, but we are seeing in power and also in the manufacturing sector overall. Your thoughts there, Session?
100%. And I think you made such a wonderful point around the lag effect, right? I mean, if you think about where we've come from throughout this year, right? So if you at the beginning of the year, we've had quite a few interest rate cuts. What that did is it gave a little bit of consumer confidence. Again, we started to see a bit of more disposable income. We started seeing consumers starting to spend a little bit more, right?
Mm.
We would have expected, you know, typically you'd expect a change in the sentiment, after the first rate cut, but you didn't. But we're starting to see it now. In the results are showing, you know, the consumer goods is where there's been quite a bit of positive sentiment coming through. The sales were up, domestic sales were up, external sales, export sales were up. So from that perspective, I think that was a really, you know, kind of positive kind of story, and that's the lag effect that you're talking about. I just want to just clarify. You want to talk about what else we should be looking for going forward?
Before we get there, what I'm also intrigued to just to talk about, Session, as we're still, you know, comparing the lag effect of the reforms that have been implemented, and then also the immediate reaction to the international market flow. I guess then, is it easy for us to pinpoint where the lack of confidence for manufacturers is coming from? Are they happy with the interventions being made in South Africa, but still overall concerned about the global economic dynamics that we contend with? I guess that's my next question, just to identify where the frustration is coming from.
Yeah, look, I think so. Let's think about the construct of the manufacturing sector, right? So in the manufacturing sector, there's 10 different subsectors.
Yes.
If you think about, the biggest contributor to that is probably the metal sector, right?
Yes.
And you mentioned already that the sentiment is, you know, in our current markets, there's quite a bit of angst, given the fact that you're talking about AMSA looking to close their long business, the potential loss of jobs. That global steel market is also under pressure. I think where they, you know, various steel companies are looking for different trade and different customers and different areas to be able to put their steel into. So that is a one of the sectors that weighed quite heavily down on the sector. Mm. If you look on the flip side, the transport sector was one that was in the previous quarter was very negative. Given that all of the readings are quite negative, given that you know the tariffs were directly impacting that sector. However, what is a little bit counterintuitive is that the transport sector now almost did a 360 in this read.
Right.
So what happened then? I think is the manufacturers started saying, listen, the tariffs coming in. Rather, let's take the opportunity to almost front load some of the orders into the U.S. market or the export markets, you know, before the pressure is on. And I think that's where we saw the increase in sales and increase in demand in that third quarter.
Mm,
but yeah, I think that's those are the two kind of contrasting sectors, but big sectors, sub-sectors in manufacturing that have contributed. Food and bev, on the other hand, is always a demand kind of sector, right? And there's, even though the confidence went down a little bit, but the sales have continued to increase. The order books are looking much better, and I think that's for the kind of long haul. We would get up and down swings, but it's not diet. I think the metals, and intermediate goods. So the intermediary goods, if you think about goods that are going. You know, there's a first level of beneficiation,
yes.
And then goes out for typically in an export market or a trade market, will go out for further beneficiation before end product. That market took a bit of a beating because if you think about because there's a change in the global trade dynamic. There was pressure in that specific sector as well.
So intriguing. Session, I love how you've explained and articulated this so clearly. Very briefly, before I let you go, there's many moving parts. I know you don't have a crystal ball, but I can imagine that you're very close to the sentiment that we should experience for the remainder of the year when it comes to the manufacturing industry. So what are some of the key considerations we should be mindful of that could sway, influence, confidence in the manufacturing space for the remainder of 2025?
Yeah, great question. And I'm putting it out as look, I'm holding on to now, right?
Yeah.
So the one of it, it's stable rand, stable and a strong rand. Right? Mm-hmm. I think that's it's quite interesting because in a tough environment, what a manufacturer wants is to take out cost out of a business to improve efficiency and drive throughput into their business. So what's happened with the rand is that given that it's stable and it is quite strong, the cost, the raw material costs have come down, and we've seen it in this survey already, Google. So that's the one that we're hoping will ride out for the next few months as well. The other important piece is continuity of operation, right? So,
yes.
So typically a manufacturer wants the machines to be running 24/7 without any sort of stoppages because there's multiple knock-on effects and implications of that. And what drives that is energy. Continuous energy flow. And what's happened in the last month, I think, Eskom has recorded a record kind of energy availability factor. And that's great because the stuff that they've been doing over the past year and about 2 years, almost 2 years, is taking good effect. So that's a good thing from continuity of operation. The other piece that's important for us in the manufacturing world is supply chain and logistics. You know, getting raw material to the plant, moving good to customers. Making sure that the transport and logistics network is efficient. And we haven't had that in the last from the time we had the pandemic. We've always battled with that specific indicator. But there's two kind of important developments that I want to highlight, Google,
yeah.
Is that in the last few months, I think maybe month and a half, Transnet mentioned that they're now opening up, the rail network to 11 private operators to come on.
Yes,
that's a big deal because it means that quite a bit of the good that's currently on your road network will be displaced and you'll move on. So it increases the efficiency of the system. And then there's a big investment that's going to happen. There's a probably 100 billion rand investment in that network, in that value chain. So that's a positive from a manufacturer, so from a manufacturing sector, because hopefully our local manufacturers will start to feed into that. The other important piece is we had challenges at the ports. Right, so when you have a challenge at a port, it means there's delays in getting your raw material to you. There's delays in getting your goods out into the export market. So you've got to factor that in from a cost perspective, and it's a big drag on working capital and your the conversion cycle that you typically have in the manufacturing business. Mm-hmm. So what happened in the last month? I think there was a reading that came out that we in August we recorded the highest. Single day handling
TEUs, right, within the tonnage of containers.
Yes. So the 18,000. Yes. It was 18,869 in a single day. Yes. It's the highest we kind of achieved since the pandemic. And why that's important, Google, is that it means that the work that's been done at Transnet, the efficiency, the investment, the equipment, the process,
it's paying off.
The engagement is starting to pay off. 100%. And that's also an important piece for the positive for the manufacturing sector. So hopefully that will spill out and drive out efficiency.
I have to wrap it there with you for tonight, but you've definitely given us so many themes that we need to be mindful of, especially just in terms of the positive progress we've seen in the confidence in the manufacturing space. Appreciate your time again, sir, and we'll be sure to have you on for a lot longer next time. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And have a great evening, brother.
Likewise. That's Sachin Chandadev. He's the APSA, Business Banking Manufacturing. He's the sector specialist for manufacturing at APSA Business Banking. Joining us tonight to help us give us some perspective on the APSA manufacturing survey having decreased by 10 points in the third quarter. But don't be fooled. There's also some positive indicators in terms of manufacturing's contribution to GDP in the second quarter of this year.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.